And we head to the hotline for the first time today as we bring in our very first guest, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave joins us every week on the Local Beat, brought to you by the fine folks at Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. When you stop by, you'll see why. Vandermark Jewelers, located on Broad Street, right across from the hospital. Again, when you stop by at Vandermark Jewelers, you'll see why they are indeed a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, you are a really busy man these days, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Bo. I'm on assignment right now, waiting on a verdict in a criminal case over here at the Lorain County Justice Center. So staying busy with that and a lot of other Elyria business as well.
Well, I want to get into some Elyria business, and I know we were expecting something at the council meeting last night that was going to give us a little more clarity on an issue that we discussed for basically the entire segment last week about the Chestnut Commons and the Road Connector Project. We're going to come back around to that, but there were some other orders of business that were discussed. Council approved, or I should say, they approved a proposed $2.3 million incentive package for job creation and expansion at Crane Aerospace on South Abbey Road. This sounds like an enormous win for the city, no?
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal. And if you'll remember back, some weeks ago, there was a one day, basically 24-hour strike, by employees there. And, one of their main concerns was, job security, was keeping jobs, at the plant in Elyria or at least in the region. They got there what they were looking for, as well as some other benefits in that, in the eventual deal that they did with management. And now what the city has decided to offer is a $2.3 million incentive package for job creation. As long as they see a net gain of at least 34, manufacturing jobs there and, contingent on Crane, Aerospace also completing a proposed almost $5 million expansion at the facility on South Abbey Road. Or perhaps in addition, proposed another $8.5 million expansion just across the street. The city's going to give them about $2.3 million in incentives. That includes an environmental assessment, income tax rebates for new jobs, discounts on building permit fees, and some other money for workforce attraction and retention. So it's a big deal. It means that Crane Aerospace is going to expand in the city. Bring some more high-paying, solid jobs. The average job over there, brings about $55,000-$60,000. That's the salary for the average job over there, from what I've been told. So it's a good deal. It's bringing more and more jobs into the city,
which is never a bad thing, no question about that. All right, well, let's transition into the topic we discussed a lot last week, the Chestnut Commons Road Connector Project. There was some land donated, and that was announced at the council meeting last night as well. So just a couple of quick questions in here as well. Number one, how much land is being donated to this project?
Well, we're going to see it is about 60 acres is what it's gonna end up being. A portion of that is from DBR Commercial Realty, Dan Reeser and his folks over there. And, another portion of that is from Walmart, which is just south of where the proposed road is gonna cut from East Broad Street, at Turnus Lane, down to Chestnut Commons Drive.
And it sounds like this is going to happen one way or the other. And obviously getting land donated is a huge deal as well to push this thing forward. And, I got to reading the article that Bruce Walton put together on this, and I thought, boy, it seems interesting that council has to accept a plan to accept a donation. Is that commonplace? That just seems a little strange that they had to accept the idea that they have to accept a donation.
Well, yeah, and this was primarily, I mean, some of the other, again, it's kind of the nuts and bolts of how things are. The council committee, the community development last week, pushed the plan onto full council for a vote. Now also in the midst of all of that, accepted the mayor's, recommended that the mayor, accept the donation of property. So you can't really run the plan without the property, but the other part of it is, you need to have a plan, before you can plan to, you know, accept the property. So it's kind of, you know, you can't really do one without the other. So it's kind of a back and forth. I mean, these are things that, you know, and again, a lot of this is kind of nuts and bolts details, that, you know, that don't always, you know, come through in a story, you know, when we write it, because, you know, if you say, oh, you know, there's a donation, and then, but then the plan itself is kind of the bigger deal, if that makes any sense. So it's a little, you know, again, it's a little bit, you know, how the sausage is made kind of thing. That maybe doesn't make for the most you know, fantastic or compelling reading, but that's kind of how it's working. And again, this is part of a $4.3 million project, you know, and there's going to be a lot more happening with this. We may see some additional you know, things that come before council as part of this process. Mayor Brenda, last night said, you know, all that they were doing at the time was accepting the donated land for the proposal. And we've been over that, but basically, you know, that that's going to alleviate the traffic, you know, at you know, it might increase traffic at East Broad and 57, but it's going to alleviate traffic at Chestnut Ridge and Chestnut Commons Drive, and that's the intent of what's going on here.
So what's the next step in this process then? Because it seems like this is certainly coming forward very, very nicely. And, you know, any time that you get land donated, I think that certainly gives us an idea as to where this is going to go. I think the question now is, how fast do we expect this to move forward, and what's the next step to take here?
Well, from my understanding, again, you know, construction may start as soon as October. Now, what that means, not sure. I'm sorry. I meant 2020 is what I meant. So we're gonna look to this. You know, maybe going through 2020. You know, and down the line. So, but that entire proposal, you know, for this project should be this fall. It should pass council sometime this fall. So it's, you know, you're going to start seeing some work being done at East Broad, because they're going to start the build at East Broad and come south, because of all the you know, all the issues and all the acceptance of, you know, donated land and everything like that. And they're still working with Walmart, it being a massive multinational corporation. There's still some, you know, some things to be sorted out there. So, you know, we'll kind of see how it goes. I mean, I think you might start seeing some things go forward, you know, but maybe not the speed that everybody wants. You know, it's basically, you know, it's gonna happen. It's just the speed with which it happened.
Hey, Dave, I'd like to ask you a little bit about where you're at right now. The Corey Banks trial has been going on. I know you've been covering that. He's accused of killing his friend, Stephen Davis, on trial right now. Where are we at in that? Closing arguments have gone through, correct?
Closing arguments went through. The jury received its instructions about noon today, and they were released to get some lunch and start their deliberations. I'm currently sitting in a conference room right next to the courtroom, and we are just waiting to see if the jury is going to continue to deliberate through tomorrow, or, you know, if the judge is going to have them go later this afternoon. I've seen judges go late into the evening on some of these matters. Last I spoke with court personnel, the jury was still deliberating, and it's been about a week long trial. So we'll see, you know, what the jury wants to do, and with the you know, with the holiday coming, I don't know. I can't really say what the what the jury's going to want to do in this regard. I know that that the judge has said some things about maybe possibly taking tomorrow off, you know, for the jurors and bringing them back after the holiday. That was kind of something that came up, you know, real early on, you know, or I should say really late in the prosecution's case and outside the hearing of the jury. So, again, you know, it's kind of up to the judge. It's up to what the jurors do. It's up to the judge. It's up to what both sides want to do when it comes to that. But it was a fascinating trial, and, you know, we'll see what happens when the jurors come back.
Yeah, so basically you're saying the verdict could come while you're with us here on the air to as late as sometime next week.
Possibly. Yeah. You know, I never want to predict what a jury's going to do because invariably I'll be wrong. So I leave it up to them and the interest of justice to do what they feel the evidence showed.
Understandable.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the local beat here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, Dave, I love this every week. Scanner stories always provide a great deal of entertainment throughout the week on Twitter. You were very active with these, passing a few of them along to me. And a quick shout-out to Vince Guerrieri over at the Chronicle-Telegram for passing one along that you and I had some fun with. And I'll let you tell the story here, but this one involves golf, and you mentioned to me on Twitter that this particular story provided by NEO Scan would make golf 1,000 times more interesting to you. So you've got the floor, my friend. This involves golf balls and, well, some interesting things going on in a local course.
Well, I don't have it quite pulled up right on my right on my Twitter here at the moment, but I will say that it involved it involved mooning. And and I think that was the part that I shared with you that it would make golf a heck of a lot more interesting if you're going to have to forgive me, Bull. You might have to read this one to everybody.
Yes,
I'm looking for it right now.
It says overheard on the scanner: people are stealing golf balls and mooning patrons at a local golf course.
That's awesome.
Yes,
they were stealing the golf balls and mooning. I mean, is that bad enough? You're taking their golf ball.
I had forgotten the golf ball theft part, but the mooning is what really stood out to me.
See, you have to wonder what's going on here. Like, maybe you live in a house that's near the course and people are hitting the side of your house. Maybe they're hitting your car in the driveway. You're not too happy with it, so you're stealing the golf ball and then, well, unbuckling your pants and shooting the moon, right?
Voicing
your displeasure that way. Yeah, that's all I could think of here. I'm not quite sure why anybody else would randomly run onto a golf course and steal golf balls and moon people, but maybe I'm putting too much reason into this. Let's just leave it at that.
You may well be, and I mean the heat, and maybe there's a little alcohol involved, and you know how people can get dehydrated and make bad decisions.
Yes. Very, very well aware. Well, Dave, as always, my man, we appreciate the time very much. Thank you for joining us, and we will do this again next week.
Sounds good to me. Hopefully things will be maybe we'll have slowed down a little bit, but then that doesn't necessarily make for great radio, you know, fewer stories. So
it's all good. Dave, you have a wonderful holiday, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys are the same.
Thank you, Dave. Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram and the Local Beat. Brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see Jim and Bob and the entire gang down at Vandermark Jewelers. It's a trusted name in jewelry.